You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hello, everyone. We're gathered here today to pay respects to a fallen brother, a green brother, a super brother.
A Super Mario brother.
Luigi has passed away.
Yes.
Taken too soon.
35 years young. Taken too soon. Let's take a moment. Wait, no. This just in, you guys. Wait. He's alive, according to Nintendo UK. Everyone's okay. It's all good. Yeah,
Nintendo UK reports Luigi is okay.
This is not a bit. This is an actual thing. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Thank you.
Well, we'll get into it later in the show, but Luigi did in fact die.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in to Nerd Overload, your favorite pop and geek culture show. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
And we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in.
I know it's a tough time and many of us are still mourning.
I mean, we're going to have to tough through it. We're just going to have to tough through it.
He's always going to be my player one.
I mean,
he's technically player two. Yeah, anyway. We have a bunch of news, a lot of fighting game news, because Evo was last weekend. Evolution is a big tournament and convention, basically San Diego Comic-Con for fighting games.
It's the fighting game tournament.
Yeah. We'll get into all that stuff in the back half of the show, but first, let's talk about some things we've been checking out. And you know what? I'll go ahead and take it real quick, because I only have a couple things. The first thing is not particularly geeky, but I wanted to mention it anyways. I got a chance to go to the Dublin Irish Festival for the first time ever, and that was pretty fun.
I've been a couple times. It's a good time.
I've never been.
I would go.
It's a super good time. A lot of really good music, a lot of good vendors, a lot of Guinness.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I got to eat some haggis for the first time. That was an experience. I won't do it again, but I tried. But you know what? I tried it once. And now I could say I've tried it once.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
And it's important to be open-minded to new experiences.
Exactly.
Never haggis. Not once.
Yeah. You know what? It wasn't that bad. I had it in like basically a Hot Pocket, the actual precursor to Hot Pockets. And it was like all blended up. So it was just like a paste.
Mm.
It wasn't terrible. Again, it's not super geeky, but I think it counts because one, kind of a convention, a lot of people there. And two,
an Irish convention.
Irish convention. A lot of cosplayers.
Yeah. I mean, technically,
a ton of people in kilts. I mean, at what point do you draw the line between traditional dress and cosplay? Like, this isn't a bit. I'm actually asking there were an awful lot of people, not just in kilts, but like in full, like...
What, like a leprechaun costume?
There were a couple of leprechauns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, did see a couple of leprechauns.
40-40.
Good. I'm glad you made that sound first. That means it's opened the floodgates. And now I can finish the show talking like this.
Oh, shanks be gore.
Heidi tie tie.
Of the four of us here, who actually has a leprechaun costume?
That's true.
Well,
it's
that is
you.
True. Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
I have some Irish ancestry.
Yeah, same here.
I think most people do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Especially in this area.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah, near the, you know, Appalachia.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun. I'll go next year. It was great. The other thing I checked out was I needed a little bit of just kind of a junk food kind of movie. You know, just something easy to kind of watch. So I went back and rewatched Small Soldiers. Do you guys remember Small Soldiers?
Oh, God.
Oh, it doesn't hold up.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's super, it's still fun. It's still really good. It's kind of that era. It's kind of similar in tone and in kind of similar in look to like Galaxy Quest.
Oh, man, like, those Nightmare Barbies.
Oh, yeah, the Nightmare Barbies for sure.
I don't even remember
some
that.
Of their names. They're like Nick Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
And
Major Chip Hazard. Yeah. Going back and kind of rewatching it, the celebrity cast that they got for the voices of the toys in Small Soldiers was pretty impressive. Like, it was Tommy Lee Jones as Chip Hazard.
Then he had to have been right out of Men in Black.
Yeah, he was right out of that.
Yeah, and it was like yeah, it was like his Men in Black, like Batman era.
It
right
was
there.
About yeah, actually probably Batman Batman Forever, more than likely. And Frank Langella was Archer, the cat face.
The leader of the Gorgonites?
Yeah. And do you know who the rest of the Gorgonites were?
No.
Spinal Tap.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Michael McKean, it's Harry Shearer, and what's the third one? His the one that's usually the director.
Christopher Guest.
Christopher Guest. Yep, that's it.
I got it.
Yeah, they were the rest of the Gorgonites. And while I can't give you any of the actors' names, unfortunately, the rest of the Commando Elite.
The titular small soldiers.
Yeah, they were all from the movie 12 Angry Men.
Huh.
Yeah. So they kind of stunt casted those. Huh. Yeah.
Man.
12 like, angry tiny men.
Tiny men, yes. And, you know, the human actors are pretty great as well. It was, if it wasn't his last film, it was one of his last films, Phil Hartman was in it, kind of playing sleazy Phil Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
Sleazy neighbor dad Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh. David Cross and Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, wow.
No, not Bob Odenkirk. David Cross and Jay Moore as the two, like, toy developers that screwed up with the computer chip.
The government chip inside the toys.
Yeah, that made them go crazy and come alive.
Jay Moore isn't as big of a get today as Bob Odenkirk would be.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, pretty crazy. Oh, and, God, what is his name? There's a whole documentary about he's like that guy, one of those jobber actors that is like a little, plays the character in everything. Oh, what's his name?
This is exactly what you do when you're talking about this guy.
Yeah, this is exactly what you do. So I'm going to look him up. The character he plays in like all the movies is, his name is Walter Paisley.
Wait, that's his character name?
That's the character name. Miller. Dick Miller. Okay. This guy,
he plays the same character in every.
He was in a movie. What was it called? It was a movie called A Bucket of Blood. It was an old Roger Corman film where it's like one of his first films. It was a horror movie where he played the lead, and it was became kind of a cult classic. And there was a running gag for like low budget directors to cast him as like a bit part. And they would name that bit part character Walter or Walter Paisley. He plays Walter Paisley, the truck driver in Small Soldiers in Chopping Mall. We've seen Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall rules.
Yeah. He was the janitor that gets zapped by one of the guys. He plays Walter Paisley
the janitor.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He pretty much plays that guy.
Oh, and, like, that guy.
That guy. Yeah. Yeah. But... yeah, he just plays the same role.
He's got
and,
the same face and everything.
Basically the same face. But yeah, Small Soldiers, I would definitely recommend going and watching again.
I used to love that movie when
just,
I was younger.
Yeah, for nothing else, as kind of a nostalgia trip. It doesn't, the CG doesn't hold up.
Oh, I bet.
Not one
I
bit.
Bet.
Looks pretty bad. The acting of the main kid is pretty rough. Kirsten Dunst as the neighbor teen was also not super good.
I didn't even
good.
Realize that was her.
She was coming right off of Jumanji. Mm. Yeah, they weren't super strong, but there's a lot of really good
man, Jumanji,
bits.
There's a movie.
There's a movie.
With CG that doesn't
a bad CG, that Stampede CG.
Ooh, it's so
did we talk about the new Jumanji on here?
We haven't, but we should because it's very good.
Oh, I hated it.
You hated it?
I hated it.
Oh, I loved it. Well, I didn't love it, but I thought it was a good enough non-sequel. I thought that I liked the twist that the Jumanji board would. It was a living thing that would kind of morph itself to be more appealing to
whatever
different generations.
Yeah.
I like that.
That makes sense.
I like that they didn't touch on the original Jumanji other than one reference where the one guy, the Jonas brother, whatever his name, is living in Robin Williams Allen's old hut. I like that. I thought the taking on the Avatar thing, that was kind of clever, I thought. I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was just a kind of a dumb popcorn film. Yeah,
it was just too dumb for me.
I don't know. you're going to see a Jumanji movie.
Yeah, that's a good point.
With The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I would say Jumanji is the new Jumanji is like a modern day version of that. Just kind of warm, sit down, turn your brain off, feel good. Just kind of had a rough day, had a rough week. Just want to watch something. But no, just want to watch something that's kind of easy.
Yeah.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle is easy.
Yeah.
So I would recommend it. I would recommend both of those films. Hmm. And Galaxy Quest. Because I mentioned it once. Well, yeah. And I got to say,
Galaxy Quest is a national treasure.
Oh my God.
We watched Ready Player One.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad.
Really?
It really wasn't.
It was watchable.
Yeah. Watchable? Okay. Lie. Well, I'll take watchable.
Like,
the book wasn't readable.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Yeah.
There's parts where my eyes wanted to roll out of my head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And the references and stuff, they do nothing but drag the movie down.
That's what I thought. I've heard that the best parts of the film are the parts that are real, that Spielberg was actually able to direct on set and not just stare at a computer screen that someone has made CG people move across the screen.
A lot of it is CG. It's more cartoon than I thought it was.
Right. Right. But I've heard like there's a chase scene or something that is like in the real world in like a truck or something like that. And I've read a review where they said that, pointed that out and said, that looks like a Spielberg movie. The CG stuff doesn't really look like a Spielberg movie, but like the live action looks very Spielberg-y.
Yeah, the live action stuff was pretty good.
Okay.
All the references are just hollow and distracting from what would be just like a decent sci-fi VR movie.
Well,
otherwise.
You know what? Maybe if they removed 50% of the references, would that have... Because I think a movie like Ready Player One maybe is, you know, the gimmick is the references, but maybe if they didn't overload it as much, would it be better?
They relied too much on the references and not enough... Like, what they had was fine without it, and they relied on it too much and left the other stuff out to dry half the time.
Gotcha.
There was an item called the Zemeckis Cube that they used. That, what did it do, freeze time for everybody for...
Rewind time?
Oh, yeah, rewind time, like, a couple minutes.
Oh.
And see, that's funny.
That's a good reference.
It was a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
It's a reference to Back to the Future and the director of Back to the Future. Mm-hmm.
That's a good reference. I like that. That's good.
Like, Tracer didn't have to show up three times.
Yeah, three times?
Three times.
Not just that one time.
Tracer as an Overwatch Tracer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sucks.
Three times.
In a movie from a book full of 80s references.
Yeah.
It's not 80s references anymore.
No, it sounds like they've...
I mean, hey, it had the Iron Giant in it.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. It's
certainly not 80s.
And he shoots a big gun out of his hand.
Yeah, that...
He is not a gun.
No.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That I was just going to mention that the movie already loses a point for me because of that, because Iron Giant's really good. And the whole point is, you know, don't, you know...
Well, that and they go into The Shining at one point, which I'm like, oh, this will be fun. I love The Shining. But they just take all like the subtlety and all the stuff that makes The Shining good out of it.
Well, sure, because they don't have someone like Stanley Kubrick directing it. They don't even have someone like Steven Spielberg directing it. They have a CG director going, okay, how do we animate
Also, they this? Didn't pay for Jack Nicholson at all, so he doesn't appear at all.
Yeah. Now, did they go into the movie War Games?
No.
Okay. Because in the book, there's a whole, like, one of the keys that he has to get is he has to act out the Matthew Broderick role in War Games, like, word by word, motion by motion.
That would be incredibly boring in a movie, and I'm glad they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was incredibly boring to read.
Yeah, they don't have to act out anything, really. Usually there's some twist on it.
Yeah.
Like, what was the twist for them going into The Shining? It had something to do with find my egg guy's like potential girlfriend. I don't know, everything had a decent reason for being there instead of just like, you're not passing my nerd qualifier. Because that's what the book sounds like, nerd gatekeeping the
and
book.
It kind of is.
And it doesn't do that. There's always a good psychological character-based reason for the things that he's doing.
Well, that's good that they kind of twisted that a little bit. Do they still make the lead female character like the trophy at the end of the movie? Kind of make her like the...
she has a lot more agency,
because
I think.
The book, she had almost no agency by the end. She was the plot of the book was, you know, love is its own trophy, and he wins the girl at the end of the game.
God, no, it doesn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's the book, and that sucks.
She gets kidnapped by evil corporation at one point and makes it out of there herself.
Oh, that's
like
good.
They help her out.
Oh, and she helps solve like more than one of the puzzles.
Yeah, she definitely works together with them, and I thought she was a pretty well written. Female character for the most part.
In the book, she was a pretty independent character at the beginning, but by the end, she was set dressing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not great.
Although, and they made it so, oh, I'm ugly because I have this ugly birthmark, and it's just like a little like it's nothing.
Tiny. Yeah.
It's really stupid.
Yeah. How was that giant male character in the game that turns out to be female? How did they handle that?
Fine.
They handled it fine.
Yeah, I thought it was fine.
Because that is the other problematic thing with the book. They do not handle that. They handle that with the surgical precision of a ball peen hammer.
What did you think?
It was fine. Yeah. It's just kind of like no big deal.
Oh, they make it. Oh, yeah. No. In the book, he makes a huge deal about it. What? You're a girl? Yeah. It's. Yeah.
Girls don't play the vid game.
Yeah, it was not great. Anyway.
It's just like, oh, okay.
Especially when Artemis found out. She's like, yeah, so I didn't know you. She says, like, oh, are you surprised? And then she's like, yeah, I didn't know you owned a mail truck.
Yeah, no, in the book, it's like a lot worse.
I think they did a lot of really good changes.
They kind of had to. They kind of had to. Yeah,
but it's not bad. I know I railed on this movie pretty hard on this show, and it just wasn't bad.
Okay,
it wasn't a atrocity.
Okay, well, I might have to go back and watch it. I originally had zero interest. Well, from reading the book, I had
really
zero interest
not
in it.
The
but
worst.
Okay, yeah. And well, I'll give it a shot.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm okay with it too.
Okay.
Like, don't expect much. Turn your brain off.
You know what? That is how I feel about the Power Rangers movie. I railed hard. We all railed hard against that Power Rangers movie. But you know what?
Fine.
The more I think about it, it's fine. It's, you know.
It was the best Power Rangers movie you were going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't like the costume designs. But
they're awful.
But like beyond that, they, you know, there's some good character development in there, especially with Billy. And like, yeah, it was okay.
I could do a sequel, but they're not going to make a sequel.
Yes, they are.
Well, it's not going to be.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Hasbro announced it like earlier today. We were recording this Friday. Yeah. They announced earlier today that, yes, a sequel is being made. Hasbro is in talks, and it's going to be a direct sequel to the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Then, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, anyone else have anything?
I've done a few things, actually.
Let's hear it.
I signed up for PlayStation Now. So I've been playing a handful of games on there.
Okay.
For people who don't know, PlayStation Now is this video game streaming thing that PlayStation offers, which also works on PC.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an app you can download for PC.
Interesting.
It's $20 a month, and there's like 650 plus games on there from PS2 all the way to PS4.
Really?
Uh-huh. You kind of have to have a beastly internet connection for it to work, right?
Oh, because you're streaming it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, it's running on another computer in some server farm somewhere, and you're getting a direct feed from that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, still, that's.
I mean, there's like some
Street
Fighters on there.
Cool.
There's Injustice. The first Injustice is on there because I played. I played and beat it.
Yeah. What'd you think of that story mode?
Eh.
Yeah. That's the correct answer.
Eh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see here. Oh man, I was playing This Is the Police.
I've never played that.
Yeah, it's a weird kind of decision making / management type game where you are the chief of police in this small town, but you're on your ways out. You're like being forced to retire by the mayor.
So you're like on your last term.
Yeah, like well, the mayor's kind of a jerk, and your deputy chief of police or whatever is disgraced through a mob scandal or whatever. And then like, you manage your, you have two shifts of police officers, and on top of that, you've also got detectives you have to mess with, and you have to answer calls for crimes and stuff, and you can determine how many officers you send, how the competency of the officers you send, because everyone has a different rating or whatever.
This sounds like a modern version of Police Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's probably similar to that.
Do they make you walk around your car and look at this every tire on it before they let you drive away?
No.
Because
no.
Police Quest made you do that.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Police Quest was very much about following the police rules to the T.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
In a game that looks like King's Quest.
Yeah, but this, it has a very, like, kind of like an isometric style, like, art style to it. A lot of colors, a lot of blocks, not a lot of lines. I hate it, like, when sometimes I send, like, officers on what I think is an easy call, and then I get back a dead cop, and I'm like,
ooh.
Oh, why? It's an interesting game. I was killed by the mob because I didn't do any of their requests. So, and then it just says, Jack is dead, and then takes me back to the menu, and I'm like, oh, lovely.
It sounds like a neat, like, police sim, though. I'd give that a shot.
It's not bad. There's a second one coming out.
This is also the police again.
Let's see here. What other games are on there? Sly Coopers, like all of them.
The Sly Coopers. Cool. They're good. They're all pretty good.
Yeah, I slapped them on my list so I can play them later.
Any David Cage games?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heavy Rain's on there, which I already have through Beyond PlayStation Two Souls Plus. Beyond Two Souls is on there.
I might have to get this for a month because I got to play through the bad games.
there's a lot of stuff. Like, all of the God of Wars, except for the newest one.
Sure.
Which I still need to finish. I haven't played it forever. I've got so many games just sitting there.
Like I said, there's a lot of... Oh, I was playing Catherine.
Catherine is
so good. Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Although Catherine got to a point where I was tired of the puzzle game and I just wanted the story to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Luckily, they put in a code for that.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that makes the actual levels, like, really easy, so you can just move on with the plot.
Oh, right on. Isn't that set in either, like, the Persona universe or the SMT series?
It's adjacent to Persona.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think the main character shows up in one of the Persona games, just in the background.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of stuff. I flip through the list like all the time, just seeing what there is to play.
Yeah, if I had that access to that many games, what I would do would be play each one for 5 minutes and then never really
That's kind of what I've been doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't even get that far. It's like, it would be like me on Netflix. Just flip through the names of things and never select anything. End up going to YouTube or something.
Yeah, yeah. That was something else I did. I was watching some some Netflix.
Okay.
I watched the first episode of The New Legends of Monkey.
You did? How is it?
It is so bad.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to watch it.
It's so bad.
Monkey magic. Monkey magic.
Yeah, it doesn't have an opening like that.
Oh, no, it's got to have monkey magic. Yeah.
It's super bad.
Oh.
Super, super bad. Like, the villain they showcase in the episode who runs away at the end, like, mm-hmm. looks like Lucius Malfoy from Harry Potter with stupid tattoos on his face.
Nice, nice.
It's, God, it's so bad.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it.
So bad.
I just remembered WarioWare came out.
Oh.
Recently, and I got that.
Oh, cool.
Talk about it.
Do I have time for WarioWare?
Not really.
Oh. Well, it's really good, and you should get it if you got the 3DS sitting around.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you can play through, like, the story mode in, like, 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, really?
But that's not really what WarioWare is
about
anyway.
No, it's mini games.
Yeah, it's a high score rush game.
Yeah.
But that story mode that is there is fantastic. It's
really?
Really funny.
Interesting.
Fully voiced cutscenes.
Huh.
Which is fantastic. You get to hear Wario, like, talk and say full sentences.
Really?
Yeah, it's really fun and really cool.
Wow. Huh. Okay.
And
very
the art
cool.
is really good, too. I like that guy that does, I forget his name, it's like Co something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but his art's really good, and it's all up in this game.
Yeah, well, you showed me those things where you scan the amiibos in, and it's like Wario does like a really bad drawing of it or something.
There's so many like little unlockable, just like toys, just like fun little things you can play with, like that. Mm-hmm. Not really a game, but it's entertaining.
See, that's cool.
Like you can unlock the cutscenes and redub them yourself if you want.
Oh God!
Like for fun.
Oh, that's awesome!
Karaoke WarioWare.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Try that one
anyway,
more time.
I'm working on a review for like the website on it, so
oh okay,
keep an
cool
eye out for that.
Oh, right on.
If you want more WarioWare content,
right on. Very cool. Well, hey, we got to go ahead and take a break here. So when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of news. Hey, we're back. That was Nerd Alert by the Aquabats.
No, we haven't played that ever.
We haven't played that in a really long time. Yeah,
a great band.
Great band.
Some would say the greatest band.
Yes, some. Perhaps
I wouldn't.
They do a good show. They do a good live show.
Yes, they do.
They do a heck of a good live show.
That last
all
one
ages
we went to was one of the best concerts I've probably ever been to.
The little kid mosh.
The one where they were throwing children off the stage. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. That sounds like they were being really crazy about it. They're like being super careful.
Oh yeah.
With all those kids, I was like, they were definitely like baby's first mosh pit kind of. Yeah, seriously, it was kind of great.
Put that on a t-shirt.
The Aquabats have the weirdest fan crossover.
Oh yeah,
because they were really popular with like the old school
ska and punk,
the ska and punk set.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got that TV show on the Hub that was ostensibly for children.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have a bunch of children that enjoy their music as well. And then they both show up to the same concert.
Yeah.
And it's kind of buck wild.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So we played that because the Aquabats actually have a Kickstarter running right now.
Which at first I was like, yeah, the Aquabats, I love the Aquabats. Let's give them all my money. Like,
went to check it out. They want to do a movie. They want to do more episodes. They want to do albums. They kind of just want some money to be able to do a whole bunch of stuff because the Hub's no longer around. So they have no channel for their show. There is an issue with their Kickstarter, though.
They want a lot of money.
Like a lot. Well, their initial goal is $1.1 million, and that's to make one album and one like TV movie. Kind of, maybe.
Yeah. 1 hour long special.
Yeah,
I think
in their
was
Kickstarter video, mm-hmm. they have Jack Black and Weird Al and all kinds
Felicia
of celebrities.
Day.
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Lennon.
That's Tom Lennon, yeah.
It's a really great Kickstarter video.
It's a
really
great Kickstarter
funny
video, yeah. But I love the Aquabats. I wish them well. There is absolutely no way on this earth that they can get $1.1 million.
Yeah, I don't see it happening.
And if you keep reading through, they actually want $6.6 million to do a season and a couple of albums. And a movie.
And Mystery Science Theater didn't make $6 million. I don't
Not
think
even
the
close.
Aquabats
and,
will.
Yeah.
And I hate to be a hater.
Oh, I don't want to be negative. This kills me having to be negative about the Aquabats.
I want it.
Yeah.
They're just asking so much,
they're
though.
Asking way too much. And, you know, looking at the Aquabat Super Show, there is no way that they made one episode for $1 million. There's no way they put that much money into one episode. Unless they set, you know, at the end of production, they set fire to every last piece of set,
yeah,
including all of the Aquabats costumes and their tour bus.
Which is in the video, in the Kickstarter video.
Yeah. There's no way. Yeah. There's no way. And
like, they're doing stuff like the other day, they said if they reach $300,000, they'll release a new music video that's already done. And it's like, that's not how you do a Kickstarter.
That's not how you do it.
That,
and if they,
that does not build the narrative well.
Yeah. So if they don't reach it, then they just have a music video that's just going to sit on the shelves and never be released.
I guess.
Doesn't that hurt their brand by not having something to promote themselves with?
That's just holding content hostage. That's not fundraising.
They're doing it wrong. It's not good.
Like, I know you guys are fans and all, and I have zero horses in this race.
Uh-huh.
It just seems awfully greedy to me.
I just don't know what they're going to use the money for.
Yeah.
Unless, like, they really want, like, these big celebrities and they want to pay for it.
But
it already seems like they're all good buddies.
Yeah, if they're all super good friends for the celebrities, you would think that they would. Like, Felicia Day, there's no way Felicia Day costs $1 million to get in your show. She's on Mystery Science Theater. They're not paying her that. I bet she's doing it for scale. Honestly. I don't understand. I'm flabbergasted. Like, this Kickstarter is running at the exact same time as the Trogdor, the board game Homestar Runner Kickstarter.
Yeah, which has a lot of crossover.
Which has a lot of fan crossover. And that is a Kickstarter done correctly and is succeeding monumentally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that reminds me. I need to pledge that.
Yeah, I just did the other day, and I saw that they are 1,700% over their initial goal.
Good.
You don't say.
Yeah. They are making a ton of money. Like, also, they have so like much content.
It looks like a fun game.
It looks like it's incredibly fun, and they're not...
And easy.
And again, unlike the Aquabats, they're not holding anything hostage. They're saying, if we hit these goals, great, we'll do something.
Yeah.
Actually, if they... The next goal is... they have a bunch of, like... It's not like... monetary goals or anything, but if they get enough videos of like fans doing goofy stuff, they're going to have Matt Chapman do a let's play of the Strong Bad Cool Games for Awesome People as the voices of the Homestar characters until he gets bored or his throat goes out. So that is a tale of two Kickstarters, one that's being done right and one that's being done horribly, hideously wrong.
You gotta watch the narrative that you're creating when you do a Kickstarter. You want to look like the underdog that needs the funding to make the thing, mm-hmm. not what the Aquabats seem to be doing, which is saying, we've got all this stuff here.
Give us money.
Give us the money and we'll give it to you. Yeah, it's just not right. And you would think the Aquabats, at least the main guy, would have some kind of money stashed away for this, for his goofy side project, because didn't he make a ton of money off of Yo Gabba Gabba?
You would think so.
Yeah, that was huge for a very long time.
Jack Black was on an episode of that, too.
Oh, sure. Anyway, moving on, we have... we're going to talk about this super, super quick because we have to get on to the Evo news. But there was a trailer for Venom that dropped about a week and a half ago that made the movie look surprisingly better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it looks all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks better than you would think of.
There was a lot of Venom in that trailer.
There was.
It looks a lot better than you'd think a Spider-Man movie that doesn't have Spider-Man in it would mm-hmm. be.
And
it's not legally allowed to mention or show Spider-Man in any
legally distinct non-Spider-Man Venom movie. Yeah. I knew they weren't going to be able to get the logo for Venom on his chest. I still wish there was some kind of logo there, but I will accept their compromise, which is he has white veins running through the black symbiote on his chest.
So kind of like how anti-venom kind of looks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, kind of like that, just, you know, color swap.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hardy's going to be fine as Eddie Brock.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good enough actor, sure.
I hate that little scene they pop there at the end where he, like, where the guy in the convenience store asks him, what are you? And, like, the mask pulls back a little bit, like,
uh-huh.
half his face is his We Are Venom. And, like, he just had, like, this blank stare.
Sure, because he's being, like...
Yeah,
absorbed,
I don't know. It was an odd shot.
My question is, if they keep pulling his Venom's mouth open like that, wouldn't you think that every time Venom like eats a guy, because, oh, by the way, Venom totally eats a guy in that trailer. Every time like he like opens his mouth, wouldn't you just see like a little bit of Tom Hardy poking out?
He's like the tiny alien mouth.
Yeah.
An alien.
Yeah, Tom Hardy is the tiny...
Or like the Ninja Turtle costume where you can see the actor's mouth in the back
of
the turtle.
Oh, that's horrifying. I hate it. I hate it so much.
go ahead and look that up. The original 80s Turtles movie.
No, yes. Don't. You won't sleep for a week.
You can see the
Stop,
actor's
no.
mouth in the back. It's great.
It's awful.
Eyes and mouth. You can see eyes and mouth.
It's horrifying.
There's a part in that trailer where he closes his mouth all the way, mm-hmm. and it looks weird.
Yeah.
Like the Venom face?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but that's nitpicky.
Yeah. All right, we got to keep moving. There might be
also it's going to be PG-13, sorry.
Yeah, PG-13. Yeah. That means it's not going to be very good. Venom movie should be R. Not a hard R, but it should be an R.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe it'll
come
be
on.
A hard PG-13.
Maybe.
Like how Planet of the Apes is a hard PG.
Yeah, right. Anyway, moving on. There might be an Alf reboot. Does anyone have anything to say about this other than, All right.
Why not? You're sure. Rebooting everything else. Yeah. Why not? This is how low we've gone.
Update the puppet. Keep the voice.
What if they don't do a puppet at all? What if they do it CG?
I hate... No.
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Don't even bring that energy in here, sir.
You don't bring that bad juju in this house.
CGI elf. Fighting CGI
cats. No, you're going to jinx it.
Just cartoon elf. It looks bad enough.
Yeah.
Animation.
I know.
Oh, Gordon Shumway. Yes. Coming back.
Mm-hmm. Again, I have no horse in that race. I never watched Elf.
I apparently loved Elf when I was a kid, but I remember nothing about it.
Do you know the date that Elf premiered? September 22nd, 1986. My birthday. The day that I was born. It was a Monday. Day that I was born, Elf premiered.
You share a birth with Elf.
Yes.
You know what I share a birth with?
Mm.
The Transformers.
Well, Alf's cool, though.
Yeah. I'd take Alf, honestly.
Really?
I don't really care for Transformers.
I like Transformers a lot.
I love the movie, but...
Yeah. Okay, last non-fighting game news. Ben Schwartz, or John Raffio from Parks and Rec. Is going to be the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in the live-action CG
Sonic!
Sonic the Hedgehog! Okay.
It's perfect. It's
actually going to be really good. Although we were watching some clips of Jean Raffio before the show, and it dawned on me that Aziz Ansari would make a really good Sonic the Hedgehog, though.
He's got the higher pitched voice that I think lends well to Sonic.
I think so.
He can be classic Sonic.
He can be classic Sonic. That's it.
Oh, no, it's Sonic Generations, the movie.
Yeah, if they put classic Sonic in it, it should be Aziz.
Oh, what if it's Sonic Forces, the movie?
It will be. It will. It's going to be more along those lines than it is anything.
Oh, no.
Good.
Oh, that's bad. But no, Ben Schwartz is a great pick. He'll be fine. He'll be good.
I went from like knowing this movie is going to be awful to being like, I wonder if this movie is going to be not awful.
I'm hoping for one of two things. Either that it's actually good or that it's so rotten that we could just sit back and laugh.
I still don't. I don't care for Jim Carrey as Robotnik.
No.
I mean, there's so many better choices for
Danny
that.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Go Parks and Rec.
Yeah, if we want to do that, sure.
I loved him as Metalbeard.
Do him in CG and have him voiced by the guy that already does it, because Robotnik's voice is great and funny.
He's great, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Danny DeVito, though, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
The gang goes to the Green Hill Zone.
I was, you know what? I was just thinking if they wanted to do a Always Sunny mashup, get what's his name as Sonic? Charlie Day.
I was gonna say Glenn Howard in as Sonic, which actually is really good.
That would have been good too. Yeah,
like a real jerk. Sonic.
Yeah, Lee already is kind of a jerk.
He is
even more of a jerk.
Mm-hmm. There's a Sunny analog for every Sonic character, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
There's a Sunny log for anything.
Yeah. Mac is Knuckles.
Sure, yeah. Mac is Knuckles.
Charlie Day's kind of a Tails. I can see that.
Kinda, yeah.
I guess D would have to be... No, that doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work.
Rouge the Bat?
Rouge I guess.
Oh, no. She has to be a bird. She has to be some kind of bird.
She can be the bird, the hawk from Sonic Riders.
The ostrich from the TV show.
Oh, there we go. Yep. Nailed it. Perfect.
You know, Danny DeVito could be Eggman or could also be Big the Cat. I mean, he's not big. He's small.
Hey, where's Froggy?
But it would be good.
Where's that Froggy? All right. So let's move on to the Evo news.
Yeah.
Everybody loves fighting games. And by that, I mean
you.
You do.
I love fighting games. Hey, everyone. You know how I talk about comic books on the show sometimes where I talk really fast? And no one understands what I'm saying? Get ready. Buckle in, because I'm about to do it about fighting games.
Is that
games.
A complaint we've gotten?
Anyway.
Put your quarters in and warm up your joysticks. It's Evo news.
Here we go. So Evo, again, for people who don't know what that is, it's basically San Diego Comic-Con for fighting games. It's done out in Las Vegas every year.
It's the World Series of fighting games.
Yeah. It's like the World Series and convention all rolled into one.
Yeah. Is this the one that... what's her name?
Jamie Lee Curtis loves going to because she loves fighting games.
And so does their kids.
Yeah, so does their kids. Yes. She dressed up as Vega from Street Fighter a few years ago when in costume.
Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Either way, continue.
Anyway, one thing that a lot of the game companies do that have, you know, major video game fighting games, they like to make huge announcements during like the final day of the Sunday during the grand finals of Evo. And this year was no exception. They did a bunch of character, you know, reveals, you know, new characters for different games,
including the greatest Street Fighter character of all time,
the absolute greatest. Well, we'll get to him. Let's work our way from like the worst one to the best one, and we'll wrap things up with Smash Brothers, because we got to talk about Smash Brothers. Don't forget, the worst one, Tekken 7. Oh boy, they're doing a season 2. Okay, so fighting games, there's a thing where like you don't just buy the game, you have to also buy DLC packs where they introduce and add new characters with new mechanics every so often.
Which is a newer trend in fighting games, and I hate it.
I hate it. I hate, you know what?
I guess it's better than the alternative was which was add four characters and charge full price to buy the game again.
Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
The new Challengers.
Championship Edition. Yeah, and those are all, you know, Super Nintendo games. They all cost full price.
And they're all the same.
All the same, basically. If you want Fei Long, you gotta get, you know...
Yeah.
Anyone like T-Hawk? No. No one likes T-Hawk.
No.
Anyway, so they split characters up into like seasons, they pretty much call them, because it usually takes about a year for them to roll these characters out, or like 9 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Tekken 7 is getting a season 2 DLC pack, and it's including a bunch of old classic characters. But one thing Tekken's been doing lately is they've been adding like cameo guest characters. They added Akuma from the Street Fighter series.
Noctis,
which was kind of a weird one. They added Geese Howard from Fatal Fury.
And that's cool.
And that's really cool. They're all fighting game characters. Well, Noctis is kind of a stretch, but he fights, and he's a video game character. Season 2 of Tekken is introducing Negan, the bat-wielding psychopath from the Walking Dead TV series that's not on a video game.
And isn't good.
Oh, he's terrible. I
meant Walking Dead in general.
I don't like zombie stuff. I've never been a huge zombie guy. I mean, Night of the Living Dead.
It's good.
I mean,
it's
that's
good.
It's but, like, the classics
movie.
Are good. But, like, I've never been a Walking Dead guy. And I get so tired. I'm sure, what's his name? Jeffrey Dean Morgan is perfectly great as Negan. He's an excellent actor. I get so tired of seeing that dude shtick with that baseball bat that's covered in barbed wire. I get so sick and tired of it. And to have him, like, show up in a video game, show up as a fighting game character.
What are you doing in this space?
Where he doesn't make sense. He doesn't make sense. Like, you can reasonably kind of introduce all the other characters. You could say, okay, one continent over is Akuma from Tekken, or like Street Fighter. Well, I'm talking, you know, they're in the same universe. You can reasonably say Final Fight and Tekken are kind of in the same universe.
Or in these universes, a portal could open up. I mean, it's
with Noctis.
Enough.
Well, that's what Geralt
like
from... Yeah,
that's what they did for Soul Calibur.
Yeah, Geralt is showing up in the new Soul Calibur.
I know.
Yeah, and it's super great. And they explain it because he walks out of a portal and says, I hate portals. And that's it. That's the all explanation. Anyway, Negan's showing up and it makes no sense. If they wanted a baseball bat character, why didn't they go with a guy from Yakuza?
Yep. Either Kiryu or Majima.
Because
either one.
They're popular characters. It's owned by the same company, and they use baseball bats. It's right there. It's right there.
It's not the same company, though.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Nope. Oh, I thought it was.
But, I mean, I'm sure Sega and Namco...
They'll do it.
Have worked... Tekken's Namco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sega and Namco have worked together in the past.
Well, it would have been right there.
It would definitely work.
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but at the same time, I've never been a Tekken fan. Like, I've never liked
their
control scheme.
Yeah, I don't care for Tekken either.
Yeah, well, it's a mutual kind of thing. Walking Dead is losing viewership. Tekken has never been popular, so they're trying to cross-promote. My biggest question is, why did they wait on this? Why didn't they announce it at San Diego Comic-Con? Because they would have gotten more traction from that, because more comic fans would say, oh, I think I'll pick up Tekken. Because my favorite character is going to be in it. Fighting game fans don't care about Walking Dead. They're not going to look at this and go, oh my God, I'm going to go read Walking Dead now.
You're right.
The resounding like response has been, why? Why is this character here? He makes no sense.
Or like a so.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a so what? Exactly. Anyway.
Walking Dead hasn't been interesting to me since season 2 ended.
Yeah.
I've been done.
Season 2 was so boring.
And it was.
It's bad.
Maybe season 3. Did we watch 3? We watched most of 3, if not all of it. But I'm just done. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of characters that I don't care about, Cooler, who is
the leader of the Pound Puppies.
Leader of the Pound Puppies is going to be in Dragon Ball FighterZ or Dragon Ball FighterZ, depending on how you say
it. He's a purple man.
He's Frieza's brother.
With no genitals.
He is a non-canonical character.
Yep.
That is basically a clone character of a character that's already in there. He's just bigger and has a couple of command grabs. I'm happy that they haven't added like the 9th version of Goku into
Diet
the game
Goku.
Because there are so many of them in that game. It makes me want to vomit.
Battle Instinct
but,
Goku.
God.
Gold Chase Goku.
Yeah.
Night Watch Goku.
Yeah. Shiny Goku.
Urban Camo.
Goku has a new hat.
Yeah.
Red Bull featuring Goku.
Yeah. And Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Yes.
No. Cooler. If you want to grade it on a scale, I hate that Negan is in Tekken. I have zero feeling about Cooler being in.
I watched the Cooler movies. I don't care.
He's a non-entity.
Yeah.
That's
their Dragon Ball character is named Freezer, Cooler, Cell.
Well, why is Vegeta named vegetable?
Well,
why is Kakarot named after carrot?
Yeah, all Saiyans are named after vegetables.
Why?
Akira Toriyama likes weird names for stuff.
He sits around when he's creating characters. He looks in his apartment and whatever the closest thing is, he names it.
I think by apartment you mean enormous mansion.
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, when he was creating these characters
that's
originally,
true.
It was back in the 80s, and yeah, it was probably just his apartment.
He opened his freezer.
Yeah, that's it.
And said, I've got a carrot.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some vegetables.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, my cell is ringing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, actually, Cell's name kind of makes sense because he is made up of cells of fighters.
Right, oh. Right.
I'm just sitting in my apartment krilling out.
Yeah. Okay.
You're grounded.
Yep. Moving on. The next one is we don't have it on the board, but FighterZ EX Layer, the Arika game that was split off from Street Fighter EX. You remember it was like the first 3D one.
It
and
looks
they split
fun
their...
and different.
Yeah. It looks fun and different. They are getting a guest character, Terry Bogard from Final Fight is going to be over there.
You're going to get a guest character.
Yeah.
Well,
that was a big surprise because
yeah.
This Arika game, Fighting EX Lair, was originally an April Fool's joke. Like the owner of the company threw together a trailer and said, "Oh, look, April Fool's, we're going to make this game." And people freaked out. And he goes, "Oh, maybe we should make this fighting game." And
also,
it's like the little game that could. It's great.
Also, it's Terry Bogard.
Yeah, and Terry Bogard's
everyone's
in it.
Favorite other fighting character who's not Ryu.
Busta Wolf.
Hey. Are you okay?
Are you okay? We might as well throw in the Terry news. They revealed the last character in SNK Heroines.
Mm-hmm, and it's Lady Terry.
It's Terry, but girl.
Yeah.
Which, why not?
Sure. Terry, but now it comes in girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Terry comes in lady flavor.
Yep, and people are going, "What?" And, you know, it doesn't make sense. What's going on? Though the word dream is in the title of the game. Dream matches are a mechanic in Tekken, or not Tekken. King of Fighter games. The whole game is a non-canonical dream match, basically. So
it's fun.
It's fun. It's just going to be a fun game.
I mean, it's better than Mortal Kombat making 800 ninjas in a color swap palette.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one is Street Fighter V. This is really cool news. They released the last two players of Season 3. Sagat, who's a old school character. He was actually from...
The original.
He was the boss of Street Fighter 1. He's been around forever. He's been a big glaring omission into this version of the game. But he's back, and I've heard he plays exactly like Sagat, which if you're already good with him, guess what? You can probably just jump right in. The other character is a brand new character named G.
And
just the letter G.
He's the best.
He is the best character.
He's an Abe Lincoln man.
Yes.
With ripped off sleeves and the hat.
Yep.
And golden, energy shaped like the continents coming off of him.
Mm-hmm.
and he's a crazy homeless man who thinks he's the president of the planet Earth.
Yes, that is exactly what he is, and it's wonderful. He plays a lot like a couple of Third Strike characters, which is pretty cool. Most notably Q, which is a kind of underground kind of favorite amongst people who play that game. But yeah, his backstory is just bonkers off the wall. And like all of his win quotes and everything like make no sense. He's just talking about how it's all about saving, you know, you're all people of the Earth and I'm the president of the Earth. And let's all like, come together and we're going to do Earth stuff.
They're deranged stump speeches.
Yeah.
From a man who thinks he's the president of not the United States,
but the
world.
But the world, yeah. He speaks for the people of the Earth. And
greetings from one creature of the world to another.
Yeah. He says something about turning the Earth back into Pangea, which
at one point,
hilarious.
Which is kind of great. Oh, I didn't tell you guys this. The announcement at Evo, before they played the trailer, they had the voice actor of G come up, and he was in costume as G, and he delivered this big, long, rambling speech about people of the Earth and all of us being children of the Earth. And at this point, no one knew anything about the character, and they thought that the voice actor was just riffing and making stuff up, you know, off the top of his head. And it kind of got a weird, like, smattering of applause, like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then they played the trailer, and he starts saying that kind of crazy rhetoric and like nonsensical rambling in the trailer, and everyone went, oh, he was actually doing a bit. This is what the character actually is. He's supposed to not make any sense. So that's great. Okay, let's move on to Smash Brothers because we have like a couple of minutes and there's a lot to talk about.
A lot of Smash Brothers.
A lot of Smash Brothers.
There was a Nintendo Direct on Wednesday just for Smash Brothers. And they dropped some big old bombs.
Yep, some big ones. Let's talk about some
including
of them.
Including Luigi's death.
Luigi died in the first trailer. He died within the first minute of that Direct. Yes, his ghost came out of his body. The Grim Reaper ripped him out by a scythe, and he is dead.
A specific Grim Reaper death from Castlevania.
Yes.
Because we've got Belmont.
We've got Simon. We've got
Richter.
And a Castlevania stage full of all your favorite Castlevania buddies.
Yeah, like Flea Man.
And not Frankenstein.
The werewolf and the creature.
Monster,
the monster, yeah. Yeah,
Dracul.
Occasionally Dracul.
And you guys saw the thing in the group chat, right?
Yeah, Kid Dracula.
Kid Dracula, which was a completely different game. Yeah, his shadow popped up on the wall and was like, "Oh, what the heck is this?" No, it's Kid Dracula.
Yeah.
So beyond that, they have a bunch of new modes and stuff. They announced that there was like over 100 stages, which more than doubles how many stages were in the previous incarnation of this game, which is insane.
Plus, there's a story.
They haven't announced that yet.
We don't know that yet.
It's going to be a story mode. I'm calling my shot here. It's a story mode.
Swinging for the fences.
Yep. There is a cool mode where you actually pick two stages, and it will randomly morph back and forth between those two stages as you fight.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's really cool.
Make the game that much harder to follow.
Mm-hmm. Eight-man mode is back.
I hate 8-man mode.
Yeah, there is a cool, but okay, there's this cool party mode that they've added where you get the entire roster, and every time the match is over, though the four players that are picked are grayed out and you can't pick them again.
Nice.
So you have to slowly work your way through the roster, and you have to strategically pick whether you want to go with someone that you're really good with right up front, or pick the player that you know that your friend is good at, so that they can't pick that player later on because they get grayed out after the match.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really cool. Some mind games are happening.
That would take all night because there's a lot of characters.
There are 60 currently.
And they're not done.
There's still room for a couple more. They announced that there are over 800 tracks of music in it, and you can set up your own playlist per stage and like set the percentage of how often that, you know, songs are going to pop up on each stage.
There's 23 hours of music in the game. Apparently.
Yeah, that's insane. They changed the Smash Ball. They changed the special meter. They have a meter now.
No, there's an optional.
It's
meter.
An optional meter, but it's great. They've needed that.
That's more fighting gamey than it was before.
Yeah, and because, listen, for certain party modes, I like the idea of, you know, once the Smash Ball pops up on the screen and it starts floating around, everyone stops fighting and starts going after this Smash Ball to try to get their super. But if you actually want to play a fighting game, you don't want to have to chase this thing around you want to just kind of keep on fighting.
Yeah. I mean, typically I would just keep on fighting anyway, because I would just try to knock them off the stage and then take
while
them for
they're,
myself.
Yeah, yeah. So I think this is a neat addition to the game. And if you use the charge instead of the smash ball, the final smashes are weaker, so they're not instant kills.
Mm.
So they actually, they're more like just specials from like fighting games, which is neat. The final we're missing a bunch of stuff. The final announcement, they announced another character. Well, they actually announced a couple other characters.
Echoes. They're similar versions of existing characters.
Yeah,
Crom from Fire Emblem. Which
it's another Fire Emblem.
There's already seven. There's seven total Fire Emblem characters, which is dumb.
It's
because they're all anime sword people.
Mm-hmm. And this is the second Echo Fighter of Marth.
Yeah.
Lucina is the other Echo Fighter of Marth. So it's like Echo Fighters like clones.
Stop. Stop it.
Yeah.
And plus they're not even that interesting. There's so many Fire Emblem characters that would be more interesting.
There's more Fire Emblem characters than there are Mario characters, I think, in this game.
Yeah, probably.
If you don't count Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong as Mario characters, because...
I wouldn't
at this point, especially because of the final character that they added. King K. Rool, the villain from Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2.
Which is... And 3.
And 3? And 3.
And 64.
Yeah, and 64. Actually, his final smash is the N64 stage getting blown up. That's super great.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, he's a good pick.
He's an excellent pick.
He looks great.
He's been...
I love the fact that he does the crown toss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The crown toss, the gun, the barrel gun from the...
his blunderbuss, yeah.
That.
From 2, mm-hmm. from Donkey Kong Country 2.
It's great.
2's probably my favorite.
It's the best one.
It's really good.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we missed a bunch of stuff, but that's...
There's so much.
We rolled
through
it as...
It was like a 22-minute, 27-minute direct.
Yeah, it was long. It was long.
The characters are the big deal, though. I mean, Belmont's and K. Rool, it mm-hmm. doesn't get much better than that. I'm so excited for what's next.
Yeah.
It feels like it could be anything at this point.
The game comes out December 8th. We still have enough time for at least one or two more directs.
And he said there's still more there, but they're going to reveal them all before the game comes out.
Good.
That's
fine.
Yeah. You can't keep a secret anymore these days anyway.
Okay. What's the next character that's going to get released? What do you think?
I don't know if I think this is possible or I just want it, but Mike Jones from Star Tropics.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, he's similar to Ness, kind of.
Kinda, yeah.
He's one of the few Nintendo franchises that's not represented.
Right, but was Star Tropics big enough to...
It got a sequel.
Yeah, that's true.
It was on the Virtual Console.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that they're going to do an Echo Fighter of Ryu and put Ken in there.
They might as well. He just changed his hair color and his gi color and mm-hmm. you're done.
Yeah, pretty much. But don't use the face from Street Fighter V. That face is awful.
It's pretty bad.
It's really bad.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah. Any other thoughts?
Violent Ken.
Violent Ken.
It could be anybody.
I mean, I could think of maybe a couple more.
Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that'd be another Echo Fighter probably.
Maybe Dixie Kong?
Be a good Echo Fighter of
for
Diddy.
For Diddy, sure. God, who would be another, like, actual character? Okay, start looking at villains. What hero characters do we have that don't have a villain?
Heroes and villains seem to be a major theme.
It seems to be the theme, which is actually also leading towards the idea of a story mode, I think, that there's going to be a hero team versus a villain team.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Shadow.
Could be an Echo Sonic.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
You can give him a gun.
No. I mean, we've already got Falco
I'm almost 100% positive that mm-hmm. Shadow the Hedgehog is going to be in this game.
Probably. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's too easy of an Echo Fighter to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't shown up in any other form in the game.
Yeah.
What about,
even though Knuckles has.
Yeah. What about Robotnik?
In a mech?
I guess. You could put him in a mech, yeah.
I mean, he screams more villain than Shadow does. Shadow's more anti-hero.
Look, Shadow's morals are very malleable.
He has a gun. Don't forget, Shadow has a gun.
And Sonic had a sword at one point.
Yeah, but which one...
Well, we don't talk about that.
Which one will be easier for them to implement into Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Although there are a lot of sword boys and girls in the game already. They could easily, like,
Sonic and the Black
glue a sword to Sonic.
Or, Is Wily? Wily's not in there yet.
That's right. There's no Mega Man villains.
Base.
Bass and Proto Man show up in his final Smash. That's right.
So I guess not.
unless they do like Sigma or Vile.
Tron Bon
would be
good.
Every
game needs Tron Bon.
Well, I agree. I agree with that.
I mean, I feel like Tron Bon, Wily, and Robotnik could all have very similar movesets. Because mm-hmm. they could be people riding in mechs.
Wily doesn't do enough. He's always like in a UFO or some like way too big robot.
So is Robotnik.
Robotnik has smaller robots.
Mm-hmm.
Wily's always in some like monstrosity.
Yeah. Anyway, we've gone off the rails here, and we actually need to wrap up the show. So
put a nice little bow on it.
We're putting the nicest little bow on it. Thank
little
you all
kiss,
for...
Little kiss right on the bow.
Yep, that's right. Again, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on social media at Nerd Overload Now on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram.
You can email us your Smash opinions or...
Yeah, what character you think is going to be in
What
Smash
classic
Brothers?
Video game character do you think can be put into a Mario
I'd
fighting
love,
game?
I'd love to discuss that.
Yeah, I would too.
But you can send that to us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. You can also subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, just about anywhere you can find a podcast, you can find this show. And hey, you like t-shirts? Do you like putting things on the top half of your body? Because guess
what?
You
should, you animal.
Guess what? We have shirts.
Two of them.
And that's right. Shirts, multiple. There are two different styles. We have one that has our show logo. And guess what? Everybody, it's the seal of approval shirt.
Remember when we did that?
Remember that? Remember that? That fun goof? That fun goof-em-up? Well, we have that shirt, and all you have to do is either go to our homepage and go to the store, or type in bit.ly/nerdoverloadtee. Made it as easy as possible to get to.
Yeah.
That's the best I can do, guys.
Also, the seal of approval makes a great sticker.
It makes an excellent sticker. We can attest to that firsthand. Anyway, thanks again for tuning into the show, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.